We previously noted that the New Age teaches the belief that at some future point, millions will disappear instantly. We're going to continue with that topic today. I'm Dr. Fred, and you're listening to another episode of Study, Grow, Know.
Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRuvo.
As I mentioned previously, we talked about the New Age movement and their teaching that essentially, at some point in the future, millions of people are going to disappear from the earth. Now, what's interesting is that first we learn that the aliens have allegedly transmitted messages as early as 1952 to people living here on Earth, which tells of a removal of these millions of people from the Earth all in the same instant. Right? That was in 1952. And then in the 1980s, another person that I mentioned last time by the name of Tuella, who has apparently replaced the deceased George Van Tassel that we already discussed as well. She received clarification and more information from this same source, apparently, that the people who are to be removed are those that threaten, supposedly, Earth's existence. Now, this is all very fascinating. And what's really fascinating, of course, is that all of this sounds like the rapture to me. It is a fact that Satan knows the Bible, and he certainly knows it better than any other living human being besides Christ himself. During Christ's temptation in the wilderness, Satan quoted Scripture, the Word of God, just as he had in the Garden of Eden. He quoted it in the same manner, slightly twisting the meaning of it, so that while it resembled its original meaning, it now meant something else. Jesus didn't buy any of it, rejecting Satan's advances with Scripture of his own. Satan's deceptive ploys were not strong enough to remove Jesus off the chosen path, and that's important for us to know. As readers, we're encouraged to gain the same insight. And you can read about this bout that Satan had with Jesus in Matthew 4, Mark 1, and Luke 4. That should be encouraging to us, because as we rely on him and his strength and our knowledge of his word, we put the overcoming effect of being an authentic Christian into action. Now, are the powers of darkness led by Satan himself fully aware of an event that Paul speaks of in which all true believers, both dead and alive at the time, will be caught up to be forever with the Lord? Well, I believe so. But notice that in Satan's version of the event, and that's taught to New Agers who don't rely on the Bible, have basically no knowledge of Scripture, or if they do, it's very little, those who are raptured or evacuated off the planet are considered to be the problem children. It's these folks who are keeping the rest of the population and the world itself from evolving into the next stage of existence. Now, it's not merely Chuck Missler and Mark Eastman that provide us with information that seems to indicate a rapture-like event of the true church that's supposed to occur in the future. Other people like Constance Cumby have also written about the New Age movement, critiquing the New World Order that New Agers long for and look forward to becoming a reality. This New World Order may very well include aspects of neo-Nazism, along with solid components of the New Age movement, which is sadly already finding its way into many mainline churches and denominations. And you know, the interesting thing is, as soon as you start talking about Nazism today, oh, the liberals want to shut you down. You're a kook. You're a weirdo. But the reality is, Satan used Hitler. That is a reality. And if you look at what's happening today, Israel is pretty much standing alone in the world. And there are many countries that not only want Israel annihilated, but other countries who may not say they want Israel annihilated, but are willing to stand aside and do nothing if that annihilation happens. And I'm afraid that the United States of America is certainly becoming one of those nations because of our current president. Now, referring to this possible future event that Christians call the rapture, one New Age writer states this, Remember, this is the same event. Christians call it the rapture. The New Agers call it the Great Evacuation. But here's what one writer says. Quote, the people who leave the planet during the time of Earth changes do not fit in here any longer, and they are stopping the harmony of the Earth. When the time comes that perhaps 20 million people leave the planet at one time, there will be a tremendous shift in consciousness for those who are remaining, unquote. Now, on the Share International website, and that's www.share-international.org, Share International, Benjamin Krem is noted as a, quote, messenger of hope, unquote. He's called this due to his connections with the spirit world and his ability to channel the masters, which have ultimately become known to Krem as the hierarchy of the masters. That's what they're called, the hierarchy of the masters. Now, in the late 1950s, after having spent a number of years studying the writings of Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, and others, Krem began receiving what he called transmissions from these masters. The first of these transmissions informed Krem of an eventual appearance of Maitreya, or the Christ. And what's interesting here is that in New Age, I'm sure you may be aware of this, the Christ is a title. We're not referring to Jesus here. And so he was told of an eventual appearance of Maitreya, or the Christ, whom Krem referred to as, quote, head of our planetary hierarchy, unquote. And between the years 1959 and 1974, the transmissions that he said he was receiving from aliens or other dimensional beings, they occurred with some regularity, and Krem became deep friends with the one he simply calls the Master. This individual, again, otherworldly individual, taught Krem things about life, reincarnation, the hierarchy, the higher consciousness, and everything connected with the New Age movement, and the coming New World Order that he had not learned through the writings of Blavatsky and Bailey. Now, not long afterwards, Krem began having meetings with others of like mind to introduce them to the world of the New Age movement and the coming changes that would occur on this planet. A few years after he began these meetings, he received another transmission. But instead of it coming from his master, this one apparently came directly from Maitreya, or the Christ, himself. Krem relates this event. Here's what he says about it. Quote, in June 1974 began a series of overshadowing and transmitted messages by Maitreya, inspiring us, keeping us informed of the progress of his externalization. We were privileged also to become aware of the gradual creation and perfectionment, his word, of his body of manifestation, the Maya Virupta. In the period from March 1976 to September 1977, these communications from Maitreya became very frequent indeed, unquote. Now, when he talks about the externalization of Maitreya, he's talking about Maitreya coming from the spiritual realm into the physical realm so that he can be seen, touched, talked with by human beings. And that is part of the what he calls perfectionment of his body of manifestation. So as things progress toward perfection, Maitreya then is able to move again and into the direction to externalize himself so that he can be seen and experienced, and he himself can experience the physicality of this dimension. Now, this was not to be the only message from Maitreya either. There were many more. Krem says between September 77 and June 82, British author and lecturer Benjamin Krem received a series of 140 messages from Maitreya, the world teacher, unquote. Now, in message number 140, it's interesting, and this was allegedly transmitted in May of 1982, Maitreya stated this, in part, through Krem. It has been my intention to reveal myself at the earliest possible moment, to brook no delay, and to come before the world as your friend and teacher. Much depends on my immediate discovery, for in this way, can I help you to save the world? I am here to aid and teach you the path of the future and to reveal to you and myself other gods, myself and other gods, as well as to teach individuals that they are gods. Now, what's interesting here is, let me go back one more thing. When he talks about overshadowing and transmitted messages, this is when Benjamin Lacrem goes into a trance of sorts and is taken over, literally possessed by Maitreya. And there are some interesting pictures or videos on the internet if you care to avail yourself of that. Now, one of the questions that I've got to ask is twofold. What is keeping the future evacuation from occurring? And what's stopping Maitreya from making himself known to the world? In reality, there's only one thing that keeps these events from unfolding. Satan is not all-knowing, nor is he all-powerful. He cannot be in more than one place at a time. And apart from all these things, he doesn't know every detail about the future. He only knows what he sees in the Bible. And I've stated this before in another book I've written, and it's called Dispensationalism's View of God's Sovereignty. Actually, I think I changed the title of that to His Highest Purpose. Yeah, sorry. His Highest Purpose. And by the way, all my books are free as downloads at www.studygrowknow.com. Now, as I stated in that book, this is one of the largest reasons why God has chosen to have progressively revealed His will to humanity. The more God revealed to humanity, the more Satan knew. So God kept many things close to his chest, so to speak. He only revealed things as he saw fit, and only what mankind needed to know at that moment. Yes, man was in the dark about any number of things, but then again, so was Satan. And it's better to have Satan in the dark about those things. But because Satan knows, or only knows what he learns through the revelation of Scripture, along with what he may see Jesus doing and the angels going to do, he doesn't know the day or the hour of many events which are said to be connected to the end times. If the rapture is slated to occur, as we believe the Bible teaches it will, no one knows exactly when that event will occur. The exact day and hour is not listed in Scripture, and it's for good reason that it's not. The closest we get to it is when Jesus speaks of the times nearing the Great Tribulation in Matthew 24, the Olivet Discourse, also noted in Mark 13 and Luke 21. He speaks of the fact that his disciples knew when the seasons were changing by looking at the trees. Anybody can do that. Oh, it's fall. Look at the leaves are dying. They're changing color. They're falling off. That's fall. We know that. It's by that change that we know that one season becomes another. In the same way, Christ gave us clues or signs to look for which would signal the beginning of the end. And as Dr. Arnold Fruchtenbaum states in his book, a massive volume, very good read, in Footsteps of the Messiah, as far as the Jewish rabbis of old were concerned, there were simply two ages. This age that we currently live in and the age that is to come. In Matthew 24, when Christ speaks to the end of the age, he's referring to the end of this age, where we're living. It's controlled by man's rule, but of course overseen by God. This age will end when Jesus returns physically to set up his kingdom on earth, and he will also physically rule from his earthly father's, David's throne in Jerusalem. This is what separates this age from the next. Christ's return. When he returns, it will signal the end of this age and the beginning of the next. And we talk about those signs in the Olivet Discourse. They were given to serve as a way to keep track of and to watch for things as this age began to wind down. Now, we're going to continue on this next time. I'm so very glad you joined me today. I hope this has been enlightening. I hope that you have gained much from it, and I hope you'll join me next time. But until we meet again, I pray that the Lord will open your eyes to show you how blessed you are.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.